BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The authorities in the Australian state of New South Wales have urged people living in the Blue Mountains to leave their homes, as strengthening winds and high temperatures threaten to spread major bushfires. Forecasters warn that Wednesday could be the worst day since the crisis began more than a week ago. Emily Thomas has the latest.
Exhausted firefighters have been preparing for their most challenging day yet. They've been carrying out controlled burning of key areas. The idea is to deprive fires of fuel and prevent them travelling. On Monday, they joined up two large fires to make one that's easier to manage. Around 60 fires are burning in New South Wales, with around 17 of them still uncontained. Almost 120,000 hectares have been razed by the fires so far, and more than 2,000 firefighters have been trying to get them under control. But that hasn't prevented the loss of more than 200 homes.
The Greek Parliament has voted overwhelmingly to pass a law that suspends state financing to the far-right Golden Dawn Party. The law allows an indefinite funding freeze for parties whose leaders are charged with involvement in a criminal group or terrorism. Here's Meta Sikrika.
The measure was adopted by 235 votes out of the 300 MPs in the Parliament. The Golden Dawn MPs left the chamber protesting that the prosecution of its members is politically motivated. They were the real target of the legislation, as their leader and two MPs are in custody awaiting trial on charges of being part of a criminal organization following the murder of an anti-fascist musician by a supporter of the party.
The vice president of the Syrian National Coalition has told the BBC that the opposition leaders at a peace conference in London have agreed on the need for a transitional government in Syria. Suheir al-Atassi said there would be no place in any future government for President Assad. Earlier, the president of the opposition coalition, Ahmed Jarba, said his members would be considered traitors if they didn't first secure key conditions ahead of joining any peace conference.
We came to tell you frankly, we represent a people that have had enough empty promises, a revolution bored with an international community that speaks too much while its deeds are almost non-existent. Ladies and gentlemen, if we believe some states and go to the Geneva 2 conference, our people will not believe us, and they would not take one step with us. We would be labelled as traitors of the revolution.
Cuba has announced plans to scrap the dual currency system, which has been operating for two decades. The change means that Cubans will eventually be able to buy all goods and services in the same currency their wages are paid in. Currently, all imported products are priced in the convertible currency, tagged to the dollar. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Iranian Justice Minister has said that there's no need for a convict who survived a hanging to be executed again. Last week, lawyers appealed to the head of the country's judiciary to stop a repeat hanging after the man was found alive in the morgue. The Justice Minister, Mustafa Pour Mohammadi, said executing the man would have significant international repercussions for Iran's image. A report by the charity Save the Children says Niger is the country that's made the most progress in trying to prevent child deaths. Researchers say that although child mortality remains high, Niger has managed to make large strides because of free healthcare for pregnant women and children. Among the countries at the bottom of the table are Haiti, Papua New Guinea and Equatorial Guinea. The French authorities say seven people accused of selling fake vintage wine for thousands of dollars a bottle have been arrested in raids across Europe. It follows a year-long investigation in six European countries. Here's David Chazan.
It was an elaborate scam to dupe connoisseurs into paying up to $11,000 a bottle for cheap plonk, labelled as Romanée Conti, a legendary Burgundy red that's one of the world's finest and most expensive wines. French prosecutors say counterfeit labels were treated with wax to make them look older, and the result was so good that the bottles were near perfect copies of the real thing. France has requested the extradition of an Italian father and son arrested in their home country. They're suspected of netting nearly $3 million by selling at least 400 fake bottles.
Scientists in Australia say tiny traces of gold they've detected in some plants indicate that deposits of the metal are present far below the ground. Researchers discovered gold particles in the leaves, twigs and bark of some eucalyptus trees using X-ray images. They believe analysing vegetation could be a cheaper and more environmentally friendly method of finding minerals. BBC News.